I live in Los Angeles. I am a resident of LA, as you can tell. This is how people in LA act, right? Yeah, I love it here. Like, I think it gets a bad rap, but I think it's great. There's so many opportunities. I got to do a cool opportunity where I filmed a thing with Chelsea Handler for Netflix. Yeah. She asked me to eat a 5-course meal that was cooked with marijuana. Yeah. Now, I am not a big weed person. I just look like a weed person. And I've never done edibles before because I don't eat green stuff. And so she asked me to eat this meal, and I was like, ugh, I don't like weed, but I like foods. Okay, I'll do it. So we're eating this meal, and you know, I've never had a full joint before, and I'm just sopping it up. It tastes so good, I keep forgetting weed's in it. I'm like, ah, so good. And I'm just like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm like, let go, let God, let's see. Let's see. I'm just like, eating it. They're like eating like half their portions. I'm like, you guys are losers, come on! Eating it. By the 4th course, I look over at my friend Josh, who eats edibles like all the time, and he is sweating bullets, his eyes are red. He's like, I've never been this hot in my life. And I'm like, shit. Shit. Oh God, what is gonna happen to me? Oh, what is gonna happen? That, of course, does not keep me from eating dessert. They bring out the 5th course, it's bread pudding. Those are literally my 2 favorite foods, bread and pudding. Of course, I'm gonna eat that. So I eat all that, the waiter comes over, I was like, hey man, can I ask, like, how much weed do you think I have consumed in this meal? Like on a scale of Michael Phelps to Snoop Dogg, how high am I? And he was like, well, let's just say you ate everything. I was like, let's just say I did. He's like, then you've had about 5 joints. Joint, people, I've never had a full joint. I have just consumed 5 joints in 1 meal, and it hasn't hit me yet, so I'm just like, okay, maybe I'm indestructible. Maybe that's my superpower. And then all of a sudden, my right eyelid just slammed shut. Oh my God, I have one eye! Oh my God, I have one eye! Chelsea's dying laughing. She's trying to pry it open. It will not come open. I'm like convinced I'm gonna be like a pirate. I'm like, I'm gonna be a pirate! I'm gonna have a patch. I don't even have a cool story. I just have no self-control. I'm trying to open up. I don't have access to my hand. It won't reach up there. She tells me to like get, she's like, get up and go get some water. So I try to stand up and I can't walk. And for some reason, I think the best way to help with gravity is to walk like a pony. So I start like a calf just being born, walking like a pony. I look like one of those sad dogs in the Sarah McLachlan commercials. Adopt me, please. Adopt me. I lost all control of my body. I was like a senior citizen all of a sudden. Chelsea's so embarrassed. She's like, get her out of here. I'm like, you did this! You did this to me! You created this monster! I get in the car. We get home. It's like a 30-minute drive, and I think I'm passed out. I can't hear anything, so clearly I'm not talking. I get home. I pass out because I can't function. I call Josh the next day. I was like, dude, like, what happened in the car at home? Did I even talk? Like, he's like, literally for 30 minutes, every single house we passed by, you told us what year that house was built, how many bedrooms it had, what the square footage was. Out of nowhere, I became a real estate agent. And you know what the best part was? I sold 3 houses.
Catch Fortune Feimster in The Stand-Ups, only on Netflix.